Because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Of course, Kristen and Mark are here with me as well, as is Brian Morton. Hey, guys. Mark, I know, well, both of you, actually. You're both Sparty, still reeling, I'm sure, from yesterday's game. Now, I didn't go to Michigan State, but I love the university, admire it greatly. The only day I don't is the day they play Michigan in any, whether it's basketball, football, whatever. But other than that, we were rooting and screaming for the Sparties yesterday. They played a great game.
They did.
They really did. Could have gone either way.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Lots to be proud of.
It's, I was saying to Mark during the commercial that it is always fun to watch a game when it's so close like that. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you like to see in tournaments where it's down to the minute. You know, I mean, that's the kind of stuff you like to watch, even though our team lost. I like watching, you know, a tight game like that. Yeah.
They played lights out, eh?
They played lights out, and it was an epic game. I mean, even if you're not a fan of either school, just watching the game was great entertainment.
Absolutely.
If you like basketball, you like sports, that was a good one. I'll tell you that. That was a great game.
Everybody was playing their hearts out.
Everybody. So close.
Hoger, Hauser, hitting those threes.
So close. You know, frankly, talk about playing lights out. If it, I mean, the one player, what was his name, Noel on the other team?
Yeah, Noel.
That guy beat us.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That guy. That's right. Man, he was on fire.
Tournament record, 19 assists.
Right. Right, yeah. That was a
good
was
for
a,
him. Yeah, good for wow. him.
How about the other guy?
Right. The guy that should shoot.
Masu.
Oh, right. Those guys played a great game.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, moving on. Lots to be excited about next year for the Spartans in basketball, as is the case every year. You never know what Tom Izzo is going to be able to achieve, but you know it's going to be something great one way or the other. Look out.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I have a question for you. Let me kick it off this way to really demonstrate and make the point. Let me ask each of you, if I said after dinner on a hot summer day or whenever it is, would you like to have, and let's say it's a really good version of it, a vanilla ice cream cone? Does that sound good to you?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. No. Oh, Kristen, of course. Kristen's going to ruin the whole thing again. Kristen, would you just say yes?
Okay.
Dipped in chocolate.
I'd love
Kristen,
that.
I know you would have, you would, wait, okay, let me ask you a question. Under any circumstances, do you like vanilla ice cream?
No.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, okay. You're
go
out.
Go to Mark.
On this one.
You're out.
All right. The whole thing's ruined. All right. Listen, let me ask this. In general, Mark, do you like chocolate ice cream?
I love chocolate ice
cream. Okay. Thank you, Mark. All right. Look, here's the point. If you were to go to an ice cream store and they serve only a chocolate ice cream cone, and it's a, whatever you want to call it, a hot summer day, you're taking the kids for an ice cream, they serve either just chocolate or they serve vanilla, you'd say, great, let's have a vanilla ice cream cone, right? You're cool. You walk away and your happiness level is relative to getting an ice cream cone that's either vanilla or chocolate, really high, right? It's good vanilla, good chocolate. I'm happy. We're good. There's an unbelievable thing that happened, and I think I can't recall exactly when the study showed this company emerged, but Baskin and Robbins, 32 flavors came out. Ooh, and boy, were they going to kill the corner ice cream store that sold either vanilla or chocolate. And in general, they were a force to be reckoned with because all of a sudden you could go in, you could get the cherry, you could get the rocky road, you could get the this, you could get the peanut butter, whatever, that all the 32 flavors, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, and in many ways, it worked really, really well. But they started to find out that there's actually a phenomenon caused when you walk into and when you walk out of a circumstance where there are 32 flavors, for example, of which, let's say, even just six, or in Kristen's circumstance, two of the flavors might appeal to you. Okay? And here's what happens. When you walk out, you tend to say, not only is what I'm eating good, let's say I picked the cherry, that's good, I'm happy, I like it, but, boy, that rocky road looked good. I could have picked that one. And I wonder if that would have been better. There is that phenomenon that
is
now
that like
science
order
has determined.
Envy?
Well, we'll coin a new term there. Order envy. I like that, actually. Order envy. I like that.
Okay, yeah, we'll carry on with your
envy.
Story. Okay.
Yes, and it's also a problem when you have too many options you tend to walk away not as happy with the choice that you made. And so there's a certain thing out there that's a real thing. I like order envy. We'll get to that another time. But there's a thing out there, indecisiveness, or the technical term is decision fatigue.
Fatigue. Yeah, right. I knew you were going to say, yes.
Yeah. So you go in and you're exhausted by, am I going to make the right decision? Should I pick this one? Should I pick that one? So here's the lesson. What is all this? Where am I going with this? In business or in life, sometimes it's better to keep it simple and offer one or two decisions. If it's your kids you're dealing with, or at work, for example, having too many SKUs, having too many product offerings. Have you ever gone to a website and you're drawn there, for example, to Amazon because a product is shown in red? It's a red tennis shoe, whatever it is. And you're like, that's cute. That's really cool. And you go and you're ready to buy the red tennis shoe. And all of a sudden it says, here's seven other color options.
Yep.
And you become frozen.
Absolutely.
Because the blue also looked good. So that purchase you would have made, you end up not making.
It
you end
becomes
up putting
exhausting.
It on hold. I'll put it in my basket. I'll decide later. Because the human psyche has a fear and gets exhausted from making the wrong decision amongst a bunch of good options.
Yes, that is a legit thing. Yes.
Right. If you said to your kids after dinner, do you want the cherry, the rocky road, whatever, or if you simply said, do you want a scoop of chocolate ice cream with a little chocolate sauce on it? They'd be thrilled.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so the lesson in life is
less is
choice
more.
Is good. Choice is good, but not to the point of decision fatigue, whether in business, whether taking care of your kids, as I said, whatever it may be, there's a lesson for you. Okay. Decision fatigue. There you have it. Don't let it happen. Speaking of decision fatigue, do we go to Chris Renwick right now or don't we? Do we keep going with the story or do we go to Chris? We're going to Chris.
We're going to
Chris. We're looking forward to the show ahead. What do you have for us?
We got a lot to do. We're talking Spartans. We're talking TikTok. Are they going to part ways with China? A lot to do.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We're looking forward to that. We know we can tune in to you to find all the answers to big subjects like what's going to happen with TikTok. We want to know.
Yeah.
We want to know. My kids want to know. I'll tell you that, Chris. We'll be tuned
in.
Here's one
other thing, too. The Utah legislature passed a bill that requires parental permission now for underage kids to use social media. So another piece to the story.
Interesting. We're looking forward to you breaking it all down for us. Coming up next right here on WJR.